This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now with a look back at this day's events, here's Brittany Weber.
February 28th, 1779. Captain Bowman used two words, nothing extraordinary, for today's journal entry. Yet 3 days ago, he was in a fight for his survival and the survival of his nation. But now, life was a real letdown after a dramatic 18-day march. Still, Lieutenant Colonel Clark had plans for the immediate reduction of Detroit, and he explained the almost certainty of success. That success never came. He said, Detroit lost for want of a few men, reinforcements. No matter. The raising of an American flag at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 25th, 1779, at Fort Sackville gave this nation a chance to acquire 270,000 square miles between the Ohio and the Great Lakes and from Pennsylvania to the Mississippi River. This very day, throughout the Midwest, the Rocky Mountains, and the West Coast, millions of American flags are being raised. They all trace back to an 18th century flag raising at Vincennes. If Clark's American flag hadn't been raised here during 1779, then today another nation's flag most likely would be flying from Ohio to Hawaii.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.